From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's denying its warplanes took part in its airstrikes at the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Ashara in Deir al-Province Monday, in which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed. Meanwhile, the UN says it's focusing on delivery of humanitarian aid by ground instead of more costly and difficult airdrops. The UN seeking permission from Damascus for access by ground convoys to 34 areas. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau Monday criticized Syria for reneging on an agreement to allow convoys into rebel-held Daraya.
In other words, the regime continues to use the denial of food as a military weapon against its own civilians. The people of Daraya have not received food since 2012. This is unconscionable, and we expect the regime to live up to its commitments and allow for full delivery of assistance to all besieged areas.
She expressed concern about escalating fighting in the northern city Aleppo, with an air offensive threatening closure of a key means of getting humanitarian supplies in. At least two people shot dead in the western Kenyan town of Kisumu Monday during ongoing anti-government protests demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded. Christine Ombaka is a protester.
We demand that there should be a dialogue between the CORD party and the Jubilee coalition. If that works, if that can happen, we will be very delighted, because the government will not achieve anything anyway by standing off, because we will continue to demand that the IEBC be sent home.
The CORD opposition coalition is demanding electoral reform ahead of next year's national polls, including dissolution of the IEBC, which it says is biased in favor of the ruling Jubilee coalition. This is VOA News. European Union Monday urged the UN Security Council to authorize its naval force in the Mediterranean to enforce an arms embargo on Libya. It's called Operation Sophia and aimed at intercepting vessels suspected of transporting weapons to that North African country. Federica Mogherini is the EU Foreign Affairs Chief.
Constant coordination with the United Nations to best serve our collective interest, the interest of the international community as a whole. And this is the place where international action should be discussed, decided, authorized. And I can only hope that this Council will once again do the right thing and help us make the Mediterranean a safer place for everyone, starting for our Libyan friends.
She said the operation has saved lives, seized vessels and migrant smugglers, and should bolster the new Libyan unity government. U.S. stocks closed at a seven-month high Monday after U.S. Central Bank Chairperson Janet Yellen painted a mostly upbeat picture of the U.S. economy, suggesting higher interest rates could follow.
If incoming data are consistent with labor market conditions strengthening and inflation making progress toward our 2% objective, as I expect, further gradual increases in the federal funds rate are likely to be appropriate and most conducive to meeting and maintaining those objectives.
However, she didn't say when those rates would be increased. Her remarks followed a dismal jobs report Friday, showing only 38,000 jobs created last month. Poland and more than 20 NATO member states have launched a large-scale military training exercise as part of efforts to assure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russia's actions in nearby Ukraine. The 10-day Anaconda 16 exercises involves more than 30,000 troops. In Peru's presidential election Sunday, economist Pedro Pablo Kuczynski holds a razor-thin lead over the daughter of imprisoned former President Alberto Fujimori, 50.3% to 49.7%. Burundian journalist Egide Ndayisenga of Bonesha FM has been arrested amid concerns over his treatment. The country has been in political crisis since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term more than a year ago. Niger's government Monday vowed to retake the border town of Boso from suspected Boko Haram insurgents after 30 soldiers from Niger and two from Nigeria were killed in battles that saw the government regain the town Friday only to lose it Sunday. Dozens of troops reported wounded. South Africa is downplaying terrorist threat assessments by the U.S. and Britain, warning of possible imminent attacks by Islamist extremists. The state security minister said there is no immediate danger. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.